Ancient Faith Radio presents Speaking the Truth in Love with Father Thomas Hopko. Father Thomas is the Dean Emeritus of St. Vladimir's Orthodox Seminary and the author of numerous books and articles. From his study in Elwood City, Pennsylvania, here is Father Tom.
A peculiar feature of the liturgical life of the Orthodox Church during the Lenten season is that the full, joyous, glorious divine liturgy of St. John Chrysostom, or St. Basil the Great, is not celebrated on the weekdays of Lent. The divine liturgy, the Holy Eucharist, is celebrated on Saturdays and on Sundays during the Lenten season. It's celebrated on Saturday because Saturday is the Sabbath. Saturday is the seventh day that the Lord blessed, according to Genesis. The Sabbath day is the day when Christ lay dead in the tomb, trampling down death by death and raising up all the dead. The Sabbath day, Saturday, remains holy forever until the end of the ages. We keep the Sabbath day holy. But we Christians belong to the age to come. The Sabbath day belongs to the time of this world. So we worship and gather in Christ on Sunday, which in the scripture is called the one after Sabbath, miaton sevaton, the one after the seven, the first day of creation, which is also the eighth day of God's coming kingdom, the day of resurrection. And so on Sundays during Lent, we celebrate the glorious divine liturgy, and on the Sundays of Great Lent, that liturgy is the liturgy of St. Basil the Great, which differs from the liturgy of St. John Chrysostom in that it has a very, very long Eucharistic prayer called the anaphora, the lifting up. And it's actually a kind of a pedagogical contemplation of all the mighty acts of God in history, from creation to the glorification of Christ at the right hand of the Father and the pouring forth of the Holy Spirit, and even the second coming, the parousia of Christ at the end of the ages is remembered and celebrated. So from before creation until after the end of the world, it's all brought together in that great meditative prayer, called also an anamnesis, a remembrance, where everything is remembered. And so the divine liturgy, which is always a resurrectional service, an eating and drinking in the coming kingdom of God, that is done on Saturday and Sunday during Great Lent. But it is not done on the weekdays, with the one exception of the feast of the Annunciation, which usually comes during Lent on March 25th. Now, on the weekdays, the services are penitential. No Holy Eucharist, no Divine Liturgy. The Psalms are multiplied. The Alleluias are multiplied. The hymns are penitential. The sanctuary, the altar area of the church is closed. The doors are closed. If there's a curtain, the curtain is pulled. The priest stands in the middle of the church. Many prostrations are done where you bow down on your knees and put your head to the ground. During this season, the prayer of St. Ephrem of Syria, which is a penitential prayer, is read again and again with prostrations. That prayer goes like this: O Lord and Master of my life, do not give to me a spirit of sloth, despair, lust of power, and idle talk, but give rather the spirit of chastity and humility, patience and love to your servant. Yea, Lord and King, grant me to see my own transgressions and not to judge my brother, for you are blessed unto ages of ages. Amen. Very short prayer, very often repeated. But there is a special Lenten service celebrated only during the Great Lenten season. This service is very ancient. It is traditionally connected with the name of Pope St. Gregory the Great, the Pope of Rome, who was the Apocrisarius in Byzantium. He lived in Constantinople for a long while and then became the Pope of Rome. He wrote many books. One of his books is called The Dialogue. That's why he's called sometimes St. Gregory Dialogos. But this service of the liturgy of the pre-sanctified gifts, it's testified to already in the canon laws of the ecumenical councils, where it says that during the Lenten season, the normal Eucharist is not celebrated, but in its place is celebrated the liturgy of the pre-sanctified gifts. Now, why is it called pre-sanctified gifts? The answer is very simple. The bread and the wine that's offered at the Holy Eucharist on the Lord's Day on Sunday are called the holy gifts. They're called the gifts that we offer, what we offer, the prosphoron, the what is offered, and then lifted up to God. And those gifts are the bread and the wine. So this is what is done. At the last divine liturgy, which would be normally the Sunday liturgy, unless, for example, Annunciation would come on a Monday or a Tuesday, but on the Wednesday and on the Friday during the Great Lenten season, and sometimes on other days, like the day of the 40 Holy Martyrs of Sebaste or some other times, the Thursday of St. Mary's of Egypt's Vigil, a liturgy of the pre-sanctified gifts is served. It's also served on the first 3 days of Passion Week after Palm Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you have this service. Now, the service is called pre-sanctified gifts because the bread and the wine is consecrated at the divine liturgy before this service is served, which would normally be on the Sunday before the Wednesday and the Friday when the service will be served. At that divine liturgy on the Sunday, extra bread, another lamb, is consecrated. It is intincted with the consecrated wine from the chalice and preserved. It's left on the altar. It's pre-sanctified. It's sanctified and saved, as it were. And then what happens is that on Wednesday and Friday, which are normal fasting days during the entire year for Eastern Orthodox Christians, on those two fasting days where you'll fast even more, the discipline is the following, that you don't eat during the day. Or perhaps if you have to work hard, you might eat a little bit in the morning, an only fasting food, a piece of bread and a cup of tea or something. But basically, the real fasters wouldn't fast at all, wouldn't eat at all, rather. And then after the ninth hour, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and toward the vesper time, the time can vary according to conditions, a solemn Lenten vesper service is served, which is also known as the liturgy of the pre-sanctified gifts. And this is what happens. The Vespers begins as usual with the evening psalm, with the litanies, and with the chanting of psalms. And here, the psalms that are always chanted, almost always, with one or two exceptions, are the psalms that begin with the psalm, it's called the 18th Kathisma. The Psalter is divided into 20 parts. This is the 18th part. But it begins with Psalm 120. In my distress, I cry to the Lord that he may answer me. Deliver me, O Lord, from lying lips, from deceitful tongue. So Psalm 120 is chanted through Psalm 134. And they're divided up into three parts, and there's prayers in between them. So the believers chant these psalms, the gradual psalms. They're called the Psalms of Ascent, going up into the temple. And then the evening hymn that always is sung at Vespers is sung, and it goes like this. O gladsome light of the holy glory of the heavenly, holy, immortal, blessed Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, now that we have come to the setting of the sun and behold the light of evening, we praise God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for right it is at all times to worship you with voices of praise, Son of God, giver of life, therefore the whole world glorifies you. This is an ancient Christian hymn from probably the second century, Fos Ilaron, the splendid or joyful, gladsome evening light identified with Jesus Christ himself, the light of the world. And then there are two readings from the Old Testament, one from Genesis and one from Proverbs during the Lenten season. During Holy Week, those readings would come from Job or from Exodus, from other places. In between the two readings, the celebrant, the priest or bishop, lights a candle, faces the people and blesses it while they prostrate themselves, saying, the light of Christ illumines all, to show that Christ is illumining our understanding of the scripture. Then the psalm, let my prayer arise in your sight as incense, let the lifting of my hands be an evening sacrifice, is again solemnly sung. And then after litanies and prayers, the bread and the wine that has been consecrated at the previous divine liturgy, usually on the Sunday before, is carried in a solemn, silent procession. It's placed upon the altar. A long prayer is said, begging God for the grace to eat and to drink of his broken body and shed blood for the remission of sins. The Lord's Prayer is chanted. And then the faithful people, after a whole day of fasting, receive the body and blood of Christ the pre-sanctified gifts. In other words, the body and blood of Christ, the bread and wine, consecrated and sanctified at the previous Sunday liturgy. And then having received Holy Communion, thanksgiving prayer is said, a dismissal prayer is said, and the faithful leave. Now this liturgy, what it is a penitential vespers at which you have Holy Communion. But there is no offertory. There's no reading of a gospel except during Holy Week. It is totally penitential. But the penitential acts and prayers are crowned by receiving Holy Communion. And it says that this communion of the bread and wine is the mystical sacrifice that is all fulfilled. It's already been done. It's not only been done at the liturgy on Sunday, it's been done on the cross once and for all. Now, the dynamic of this service is very important because what it tells us is we should be spending our entire life keeping vigil and fasting, waiting for Christ to come at the end, waiting for Christ to come like a thief in the middle of the night, standing or praying or kneeling or bowing before Him, so that when He does come to give Himself to us as our food and our drink, that we could receive Him. And so when we sing at that liturgy, "Now the powers of heaven mystically serve with us, for behold, the King of glory enters, behold, the mystical sacrifice all fulfilled is ushered in. Let us with faith and love draw near that we may become partakers of everlasting life. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia." That's a song about our whole life. The powers of heaven are serving with us. The mystical sacrifice is accomplished. Christ did die on the cross already. When He hanged on the cross in St. John's Gospel, He said, "It is fulfilled. It is all fulfilled. It is all done." Our whole life consists in two things: remembering that it was done and expecting the risen Lord to come. That's the condition of a Christian life: remembrance and expectation. Expecting the coming of Christ in glory, the same Christ whose body was broken and blood was shed on the tree of the cross. So we can say that the same way that the Lenten season and Holy Week is like a mini life, it's like an image or a paradigm of our entire life on earth, so also is that day of the liturgy of the pre-sanctified gifts, which is served in the evening, which comes at the end, which is crowned with Holy Communion. Communion with Christ, whose mystical sacrifice is already fulfilled, already done, already accomplished, already over. And we live in expectation of that, repenting, penitential, fasting, praying, watching, being ready. And then He comes. We have to be ready when He comes. And He is coming. It's so interesting that in the Apocalypse, the book of Revelation, when it speaks about He who sits upon the throne and the Lamb, He says, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end." And then it says, "the one who is and the one who was." But then it does not say "the one who will be." It says "the one who is," Ho'on, "the one who was," Ho'in, "Ke ho'erhomenes," "the one who is coming," "the one who is," "the one who was," and "the coming one." He is on His way. He is coming. And that's even probably how we should translate the Nicene Creed. It shouldn't be said, "I believe in the age to come." We should pray, "I believe in the age that is coming," because Christ is on His way. Christ is on His way. He is coming, and we must rise to meet Him. And the whole of Lent, and certainly the pre-sanctified liturgy day, it shows that to us. It gives that to us. We experience it liturgically and spiritually because we spend our whole day watching, fasting, praying, being attentive to ourselves, trying not to sin in the smallest way because we're going to have communion at night. And then we go to the church, we sing our penitential psalms, we hear the words of the Holy Scriptures, and then He comes. He comes all fulfilled with all the powers of heaven, and we receive Him in Holy Communion. He gives Himself to us as food for the faithful. And in the age to come, He is our food. He is the bread of life. He is the one who comes. So the liturgy of the pre-sanctified gifts, with most beautiful service, an absolute masterpiece of liturgical prayer, is one of the gifts of the Great Lenten season, because it's only served during Great Lent. It's kept very special on those fasting days. And so we use it, we celebrate it, we thank God for it. But most important of all, we realize that it tells us what our whole life is about. It's about watching, praying, fasting, expecting Christ, who is already crucified and glorified, to come again in glory and to give himself to us for Holy Communion, and through him for communion with God the Father in the communion of the Holy Spirit. For Ancient Faith Radio, this is Father Thomas Hopko.
And that was Speaking the Truth in Love with Father Thomas Hopko. Father Tom is Dean Emeritus at St. Vladimir's Theological Seminary. This is a listener-supported production of Ancient Faith Radio.